Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe, and welcome to
Studio Classroom. We have a wonderful book review to start off our month with today, friends. And let's ask a question before we begin.
Okay, here is the question. It's about anxiety. How do most people feel about anxiety, and what do they do about it?
Well, I would have to say most people don't like anxiety. They don't like feeling anxious, and they might do anything they possibly can to get rid of that anxiety.
Yeah, it's a feeling that nobody likes because it's a negative feeling, kind of like being frustrated or depressed, right? But anxiety is a feeling that a lot of people will try to avoid instead of maybe facing those feelings. Well, our lesson is going to talk about how maybe anxiety can actually be a friend and not an enemy.
The title of this book is called Good Anxiety: Harnessing the Power of the Most Misunderstood Emotion. Let's find out what this book is all about in our first reading for the day.
Good Anxiety: Harnessing the Power of the Most Misunderstood Emotion. Find calm and even strength in your anxiety. Anxiety is often seen as a problem. For many, anxiety means racing thoughts, sleepless nights, and constant stress. But in her book, Good Anxiety, neuroscientist Wendy Suzuki argues that anxiety is not only natural, but also potentially useful. Instead of trying to eliminate it completely, people can learn from anxiety and even turn it into a powerful tool for personal growth.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看名词 neuroscientist。这个字是由 neuro 这个字首是指神经或是神经系统和 scientist 科学家所组成，所以 neuroscientist 就是指神经科学家。来看例句 ：The neuroscientist studies how the brain controls our thoughts and actions. 神经科学家研究大脑如何控制我们的思想与行为。如果是 neuroscience 就是指神经科学，譬如。Neuroscience explores how the brain functions, helping us understand behavior, memory, and emotions better. 神经科学探索大脑如何运作，帮助我们更好地理解行为、记忆和情绪。另外一个相关的名词是 neurology, 就是神经学，通常呢是偏向医学领域的。譬如 After years of study, she chose to specialize in neurology to treat brain disorders. 经过多年的学习，她选择专攻神经学，与脑部疾病治疗有关。
Okay, friends, before we get into our article further, let's define what anxiety exactly is. Anxiety is that strong feeling you get when you feel really worried or nervous.
That's right. It's a feeling that everybody can understand, right? For example, Peggy felt anxiety before her big exam. You can have feelings of anxiety, or you can use the adjective form and be anxious. Peggy felt anxious.
Okay, so anxiety is the idea that you're worried about something that might happen, or sometimes it can be tied to a feeling of stress about all the things you need to do as well. Mm-hmm. But our article says here, find calm and even strength in your anxiety.
So it's possible to be calm when you're anxious? Well, yeah. It's true. That's what our lesson is talking about. Anxiety is often seen as a problem. This is true. That's something we can all agree with. For many, anxiety means racing thoughts, sleepless nights, and constant stress. Well, those are all very negative things when you think about it. What are racing thoughts?
Okay, when you have racing thoughts, it means that you have many ideas that are going through your mind, and this is happening very quickly. You kind of can think of someone who's running a race. They're going very, very fast, and if your thoughts are racing, it's like one can't keep up with the next one.
Yeah, that's right. It's not a very pleasant thing at all. But we all have racing thoughts every once in a while. Sometimes it has to do with anxiety. You could say, Tom had racing thoughts the evening before the interview. Well, we continue here, but in her book, Good Anxiety, neuroscientist Wendy Suzuki argues that anxiety is not only natural, but also potentially useful.
Oh, potentially is a great word for us to take a look at, friends. Potentially means possibly, but not for sure. And especially in the context of our lesson, we could say it could be useful.
That's right. For another example, this plan could potentially save a lot of money. It sounds like a good plan. Maybe it'll save a lot of money. It could potentially save money.
Okay, so how could anxiety potentially be useful? We read on and see. Instead of trying to eliminate it completely, people can learn from anxiety and even turn it into a powerful tool for personal growth.
Well, we all want to eliminate anxiety, right? Or at least we would like to eliminate anxiety. What does eliminate mean? That's a nice big word. Say it again, eliminate. This is to remove or to get rid of something, to throw it away even.
Let's use eliminate in a sentence. The school tried to eliminate cheating during the exam. They want to get rid of it completely. They don't want it to exist anymore.
And of course, a lot of people would like to just eliminate feelings like anxiety and frustration and nervousness, things like that. However, we do have these feelings for a reason. Just like we have nerves for a reason, Anne-Marie, right?
Yeah.
If we didn't have nerves, we couldn't feel when something was causing harm to our body and do something about it. Anxiety is the same.
Yeah, I like to think of anxiety as a way that my mind or my body is telling me that something's going on and I need to do something about it, or I need to pay attention to something.
That's right. Well, we do have more to learn in our next reading right now.
Good Anxiety, Harnessing the Power of the Most Misunderstood Emotion. Suzuki explains that anxiety is actually our brain's way of protecting us. Thousands of years ago, anxious feelings warned our ancestors of real dangers. It helped them survive wild animals and unfriendly environments. Today, however, the same feelings seem to be triggered by work, social pressures, or financial concerns. These situations rarely threaten our survival, but they still activate the same stress responses. This, Suzuki says, is what makes us feel overwhelmed by anxiety.
Her ancestors immigrated to the United States from Ireland long ago. 她的祖先很久以前就从爱尔兰移民到美国。相关的名词是 ancestry, 也就是祖先的统称，也有血统的意思。例如 He traced his ancestry back several generations to learn more about his family's cultural roots.他追溯了家族几代人的血统，以深入了解家族的文化根源。他的形容词是 ancestral， 重音在第二音节，意思是祖先的或是祖传的。譬如 The old woman returned to her ancestral home in Ireland to reunite with her long-lost relatives. 这位老太太回到爱尔兰的祖籍地与失散多年的亲人团聚。
Okay, so Wendy Suzuki wrote this book saying that anxiety can be a good thing. And we read here, she explains that anxiety is actually our brain's way of protecting us.
How so? How can anxiety protect you? Well, let's read on here. Thousands of years ago, anxious feelings warned our ancestors of real dangers. It helped them survive wild animals and unfriendly environments.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, because if you're not aware and you're not nervous about your surroundings, maybe something really bad could happen to you.
Right. Maybe you've heard of the fight or flight response, right? If something happens suddenly that kind of surprises you, it could cause you fear. It could also cause you to want to run away. What are your responses? Sometimes these responses are caused by the anxious feeling that you get, and maybe you need to flee danger in that case.
So here's the problem, friends. Today, however, these same feelings seem to be triggered by work, social pressures, or financial concerns. So we still have this built into us, right? This fight or flight situation, but they're triggered by something else now.
Well, let's take a look at that word, to be triggered by something. This is to have a strong reaction caused by something. Usually we use it to talk about people who maybe hear something somebody else says, or maybe they read something, and then they have a very sudden and maybe extreme reaction.
That's right. Let's try to use that word triggered in a sentence. Lisa was triggered by the sound of loud fireworks.
All right. People usually get triggered by things that maybe upset them in the past, in their own past. But we read on here, these things can be triggered by work, social pressures, or financial concerns. These situations rarely threaten our survival, but they still activate the same stress responses.
Okay, let's take a look at that word, threaten, friends. This means to be likely to cause harm or danger.
Right. For example, rising sea levels threaten many coastal communities around the world. So, let's take a look at another word in this sentence here, and that is to activate. This means to start something working or make it respond somehow.
Let's use that word activate in a sentence. He called the number on the back of his debit card to activate it.
That's right. Or maybe you need to push a button to activate the alarm system. And in our lesson, we're talking about how these situations rarely threaten our actual survival, but they still activate the same stress responses. We still get equally stressed. But we continue here. This, Suzuki says, is what makes us feel overwhelmed by anxiety.
Okay, let's take a look at this word overwhelmed, friends. This means that you feel stressed because something or a situation or someone is too much. Here's an example of how you could use that in a sentence. Sarah felt overwhelmed by all her homework. Or you could say that you felt overwhelmed by a certain emotion.
All right, so this whole section has been talking about the reason why we respond so negatively to anxiety, because nobody likes the feeling of anxiety, nobody likes stress, nobody likes feeling threatened by something, and certainly nobody likes feeling overwhelmed.
Definitely. So how can this feeling of anxiety be a good thing? How can we use this to our advantage in day-to-day life? That's what we're going to talk about more from this book summary, friends. For now, let's get into today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? A little calm. The other day, I spilled coffee on my laptop, dropped my phone, and stepped on a Lego all in the same minute. I wanted to scream, but instead, my friend just looked at me and said, "Hey, calm down." Let's talk about that word, calm. We often say, calm down, when someone's angry, stressed, or mid-Lego meltdown. It's a way to say, Take a breath, relax. Let's not break anything. It's a command, but hopefully a kind one. Now let's switch gears. Sometimes we talk about a sense of calm, that peaceful feeling when everything's okay. The sound of rain gave me a sense of calm. It's not a command, it's a feeling. Then there's the phrase, cool, calm, and collected. That describes someone who stays steady under pressure, like a superhero or a teacher during a live fire drill. And finally, the calm before the storm. That's when everything feels quiet right before something dramatic happens. It's often used to describe moments that are a little too peaceful. So whether you're calming down, staying calm, or sensing something big coming, just remember, calm is powerful. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Good anxiety, harnessing the power of the most misunderstood emotion. The good news is that we can retrain our brains. Suzuki shares simple practices like deep breathing, short walks, and gratitude journaling. These techniques calm the nervous system and help people be more thoughtful in their responses to stress. Rather than being crushed by fear, readers can learn to harness their anxious energy for greater focus and resilience.
The student was careful not to crush her lunch in her school bag. 这位学生小心翼翼地不让书包里的午餐压坏。Crush 的过去分词 crushed 可以当形容词用，意思是沮丧的或是被打击的。譬如 She felt completely crushed after hearing that she had been rejected by her dream university. 她得知自己被梦寐以求的大学拒绝后，彻底的崩溃。Crush 也可以当名词，意思呢则是暗恋或是迷恋。譬如My daughter admitted to having a crush on the new boy in her class. 我女儿承认自己暗恋班上新来的男同学。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Okay, friends, let's talk a little bit about retraining our brains. We read here, the good news is that we can retrain our brains. Now, when you see that there is good news,Sometimes we're saying this because you've heard something bad or something negative. So you're saying there is something positive or some kind of happy information, even though you just heard something bad.
That's right. It could just be referring to something positive that happened in your life as well. For example, you could say, she shared the good news about her new job. But as Anne-Marie said, and like it is here in our lesson, we just learned some negative things about anxiety, so now we're getting the good news.
Okay, and the good news is that we can retrain our brains. If you retrain something or someone, it means that you can learn or teach it a new skill after already learning another. Many times we're talking about patterns here. We've fallen into a certain pattern or habit, and you need to retrain your brain. You need to be able to do something else now.
That's right. For example, after losing his job, David retrained as a computer technician. Well, friends, we can retrain our brains. We read here, Suzuki shares simple practices like deep breathing. Could you hear that? I know you could see it here on TV. Deep breathing, short walks, and gratitude journaling. Anne-Marie, are you good at reminding yourself to breathe properly?
If I am working, then yes, I am. Like if I'm performing or if I am reading something to be recorded, yes, mm-hmm. I'm very good at breathing properly. But in everyday life, I often forget to take deep breaths.
Yeah, me too. You know, it's something that we kind of have to be conscious about and intentionally do. So breathe deeply, And another thing you can do is go on a short walk, or maybe you have a gratitude journal. What is this? This is writing down things that you are thankful for.
Let's use it in a sentence. Emma started gratitude journaling to feel more positive each day. A journal is a place where you write down something that happens every day. So if you have a gratitude journal, it means that you're specifically writing down things that are good or things that you're thankful for.
Speaking of journaling, I think it's a good idea to maybe have a little journal for the different things or different areas you want to improve in your life. If you're not usually good at making decisions, maybe you can have a decision journal and just jot down some of the important decisions you made at the end of the day. But it is very important to try to think of the things that you are thankful for, so maybe you can do some gratitude journaling.
Okay, so we've learned a few other techniques, right? The gratitude journal, we've talked about short walks, also deep breathing. These techniques calm the nervous system and help people be more thoughtful in their responses to stress. Rather than being crushed by fear, readers can learn to harness their anxiety energy for greater focus and resilience.
Well, let's take a look at this word, harness. This means to control and to use something that started out of your control, to use that thing for a new purpose.
Like, for example, scientists are trying to harness solar energy. We didn't have control over solar energy in the past, but now we want to use it for our own reasons. We're trying to harness it for another reason.
Now, harness is used as a verb in our lesson, but it can also be a noun. Maybe you can put on a harness to keep yourself safe when you're doing something like bungee jumping, for example. But back to our lesson, yes, we don't want to be crushed by fear. Fear is another one of those feelings that we all know what it feels like, right? Readers can learn to harness their anxious energy for greater focus and resilience.
All right, friends, we have more to say when it comes to anxiety in just a moment, but right now it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 seem 加 to 加原形动词的句型。 Seem 的意思是好像、似乎，常用于推测现在或未来不确定的状态。就如同这句The same feelings seem to be triggered by work. Seem to 也可以搭配 have 加过去分词，它是指过去已经发生的动作或状态。跟 seem 语义相似的一个字是 appear， 意思是看起来似乎点点点。它比较正式，能让语气更委婉，避免过于武断。我们来看一个例句 ：The missing cat appears to have found its way home.这只失踪的猫似乎已经找到了回家的路。
Well, friends, we're almost out of time for today's lesson, but before we go, I want to ask you a question, Gabe.
Shoot.
Is anxiety something that you've struggled with in the past?
Yeah, it is. And I think the reason could be different for different people, why they struggle with anxiety. But for me, you know, I like to please people and make sure that everybody is happy. And so if I feel that I'm going to fail or make a mistake in a way that will kind of make them unhappy, I'll start dealing with a little bit of anxiety.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It seems like different people get anxiety for different reasons. But no matter the reason you do get anxiety, it's something we all have to learn how to deal with and live with and overcome as well. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Gabe, saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.